Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, there isn't really any sector of business that hasn't been affected by COVID, and the agribusiness sector has had to deal with its fair share of challenges due to COVID and, of course, Brexit. This week in the Farmers' Journal, they carried their annual Irish Farmers' Journal KPMG Agribusiness Report, which looks at a myriad of issues caused by the pandemic and indeed Brexit. Delighted to be joined now by Phelim O'Neill. He's the agribusiness reporter, editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Good morning, Phelim.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, Phelim, I had a look at the report. Some things, I suppose, that we shouldn't be surprised by: a surge in online grocery shopping, online sales generally, in retail. You're seeing also maybe some evidence of panic buying at times during the various lockdowns. So I wasn't surprised by any of that. What were your thoughts?
I think you're right in saying that. Like, when we think about the year that we've been through, or a year and a bit at this stage with COVID and Brexit, it has been a year like no other. Any one of those is a once-in-a-lifetime event in itself, to have two of them combined together. And I think what we found interesting in the survey, and we always just try to look at the main events of the year through the eyes and through the channel of different businesses around the country across the island of Ireland. And what we found is that at the start, you know, there was, just like everyone, the shock of the pandemic, and then how do we deal with it? And we've seen the clearance of shelves. The first thing I think there was a run was toilet rolls, and then we had flour and eggs and different products. But the thing that was very evident, I think, even going back to those early days of lockdown, was just how quickly supermarket shelves were replenished once they were emptied. And if there was, a takeaway from the year, it was just how the farming and the factory workers and the shop assistants were, if you like, the low-profile frontline heroes. The medical staff, of course, were very much under the pressure to try and keep the nation healthy. But the industry, the food industry, meant and delivered and pivoted to make sure that of all the problems that we had in the past year, no one went hungry.
Yeah. Interesting as well, when we talk about Brexit, and I know, you know, the agri-food sector, you know, hugely dependent on UK markets. But Brexit seems to have been probably, I don't know if the effects were not as bad as expected, or they were overshadowed by the pandemic. What would you say to that?
Well, I will agree with it being overshadowed by the pandemic. The thing about Brexit is that we haven't fully experienced it yet, Bobby. And just by way of a couple of examples, whilst those that are importing products from the UK, and we import an awful lot, we import as much food from the UK as we export to it. Whilst they've had to go through the checks, we have a big long lead-in, and it's only probably now that we're starting to get into experiencing what it's like, such as the level of stockpiling. The second thing from an Irish exporter's point of view is the UK haven't introduced the full veterinary controls yet. That won't take in place until October this year and January next year. And at that stage, we will start to experience then a little bit of what's been experienced at the ports in Northern Ireland, at Larne and Belfast, because that checking process brings with it bureaucracy, administration and delays. And we will get the hit on that then. There's a second twist to it, actually, that I'll go on into briefly. Just this week as well, we're hearing now that the UK are about to sign their first trade deal independently with Australia. They're going to give them full access for agri-food products, and that is going to create a huge competition for Irish exporters. So Brexit is something we haven't felt the consequences of yet. The pandemic, on the other hand, we felt it initially. And then I think the big story of the year and the success story of the year is how farmers and the food industry adapted to dealing with it and to keep the supply chain moving and moving business online.
Yeah, and we'll come back to that in a second. But I was interested to read in today's Irish Examiner, Phelim, that the British-Irish Chamber of Commerce have said that trade between Ireland and Britain will normalise this year. They seem to be very optimistic about keeping relations with Britain, regardless of the difficulties around export and customs and all that. So I just thought that was interesting, that that body don't seem to be painting such a negative picture.
Yeah, and look, of course, we only will have the answer to that after we've had a year or 2 years trading to see what the consequences have been. And the other thing about industry, as you will know very well, it is incredibly good at adapting to whatever the circumstances are.
Yeah.
Nothing's as smooth as what the single market was. But look, when industry knows what the roadblocks ahead are, they plan for them and they usually figure out a way to get around them. UK being so close to us will be forever a major market. But if you look across the sectors of Irish agri-food, it is surprising, and if you took a 10 or 15-year view of it, how they have diversified out into further global markets. It is just probably our beef sector that is most hamstrung by EU production controls that is so dependent on the UK. And that's the area that, certainly looking at it through the Farmers Journal lens, that we would be most concerned about in terms of the, let's take a 5-year view of it.
Interesting as well, Phelim, to see that online buying and selling of cattle was embraced huge time over the period of the report. Like, again, you know, it shows how, I suppose, adaptable everybody is. Maybe we wouldn't have thought of farmers being at the forefront of online cattle dealing.
I think that's probably a prejudice that people might have carried all right about farmers perhaps not being at the leading edge of technology, whereas on the other hand, there's been no sector more innovative over the past century than agriculture.
And isn't that great?
But the point is, I think, you know, there is no more traditional business, I think, in people's eyes than an Irish mart in a rural town. And, you know, it combined as a business location and a social opportunity for farmers. Lockdown meant that they had to go as well, and I thought it was fascinating how quickly a method was found through the online sales with their own mark bids in the Farmers Journal, where farmers were able to download the app and sit at their kitchen table and buy and trade their livestock and then just organise the haulage to pick them up. And that's something, again, and taking it forward, you know, as to the outworking of this, what do we want into the future? I think that gives us the message that just how essential broadband is in rural parts of Ireland.
Yeah.
And it's not just for farmers, it's for the wider society, because if you look at how Dublin office space has been cleared and vacated over the duration of the pandemic, you know, the working from home phenomenon and the expectation is, we ran a little poll at the launch of the product, the expectation is that we will see, I think the future is people with a desk-based job will spend at least a part of their time working from home. And to get people back into the most rural areas of Ireland, if you can have good quality broadband links, then you can basically work anywhere if you're at a desk-based job.
Yeah, I know. And finally then, Phelim, are you relatively optimistic as we enter then into the reopening of hospitality and things like that? Are you upbeat, is my final question to you.
Well, I think if we look back over the year, we'll say most sectors of farming and the food industry adapted to the circumstances of the pandemic, difficult and all as they were. The one sector, retail had a good year as well. The one sector was the hospitality. But you know what? I think the general feeling is now, as we begin the reopening process, that people are just dying to get back out there again. And we would hope that if last year was the year of retail, that at least this year that we're going to head into now, the remainder 2021 and into 2022,
okay,
that the hospitality sector gets a bounce back.
All right, well, we'll have to leave it there. Lots more to come in the next hour. And Phelim O'Neill, agribusiness reporter, editor with the Farmers Journal, thanks for joining me this morning.